most likely going to agree on things. And they did. There was a lot of things they did agree on last night. In particular, the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage. It's something that I know that they both agreed on, though I know. But I guess if you look at it, a lot of what it was kind of attacking each other's character. And Morse brought up a lot, sort of the private investigator Senator Breslin had hired to kind of look into his past, and kind of hammered on the whole point of, Morse hammered on the point of Breslin, what he was saying, not doing anything in the 16 years he's been in office. So, you know, it was. I think it was kind of difficult for them to sort of, really kind of go at each other on specific policy issues, but they, of course, went after each other's character and, how each person is or represents themselves.
Mr. Morse, I understand, was arrested more than 20 years ago when he was 22 years old. What was that allegation about?
To be honest, I'm not too clear on those details, but I think it was about a fight that he had gone into outside of a bar. And to be honest, they didn't really get into the specifics of that last night, and it was Breslin at least did, and Morse kept kind of bringing it up, which I thought was kind of interesting. But he really wanted to sort of, drive that point home, something I did 20 years ago or however, it should more look at sort of how did I bounce back from those mistakes, kind of saying, I'm a fireman, I have rescued people, those sort of things. So, but the specifics of the fight, I guess I'm not too clear on.
What was Mr. Breslin's reaction to the accusation from Morse that Breslin has done little if nothing in his years in office?
Well, I thought it was interesting because he actually went saying that he kind of blamed it on the four amigos and sort of subtly slipped in there. He goes, if we had the background checks that we do, when we apply for jobs, when we put in an application like that, we'd be able to avoid people like the four amigos. So he went after people like former Senator Carl Krueger, Senator Espada, and, Herb Montserrat. And, he kind of said that those were the guys. A lot of the attention was on them. While he's saying, there were things that we did accomplish, but, I don't have to go around. And the quote he said was, I don't have to wave and shout and say how tough I am. I just do my job, is what Breslin said. And, that's basically how he kind of handled it.
You say they agreed on most of the issues. Was there any disagreement on a major issue?
On a major issue, I know the one that really kind of stands out was the statute of limitations, extending the statute of limitations when it comes to something I think was certainly about the allegations in terms of rape or, molestation inside the church. And that's something where, Morse, I know, said he felt that Breslin sort of immediately dismissed it, saying that there should be the statute of limitations, whereas, Morse kind of went on the other side of that. But, Breslin kind of fought on the side of saying, I think you need to have the statute of limitations because if you lose, say, evidence or witness passes, during, the amount of time that's, passed between the incident and, when it comes to the allegation, he's saying that could be unfair. But to be honest, and we were kind of talking about in the office, we don't know who exactly he was saying that for, whether it would be unfair for the defendant or the prosecution team. So that was the one that really stuck out and sort of was kind of a bone of contention between the two of them.
Was there much of a crowd there, and was the crowd on one side or the other, could you tell?
I mean, kind of like in any debate, it seemed that they were both pretty segregated as one side or the other. And something also we were discussing, they pretty much stacked both their sides. It always sounded a bit louder whenever Morse kind of made his jabs at Breslin. But again, you would still hear, certainly a lot of applause when Breslin made his points.